Growing Healthy Children from the Ground Up. In 2010, the Petersburg School District entered into a participating agreement with the Forest Service for 5 years to establish the school plus community garden to stimulate social interaction, encourage kids to learn where food comes from and to make healthy food choices, supplement and integrate growing food into the school curriculum to improve the quality of life for Petersburg. Funds were provided as support for infrastructure, education, tools and supplies, and to create a garden sustainability specialist position within the school district. Several educators and administrators from the school district and other interested community members and gardeners met in several work sessions to plan for and create a school and community garden to be constructed behind the elementary school. Once funding was secured, the final garden design was completed by local artist Susan Christensen. In the spring of 2011, local contractors were hired to begin placement of a gravel pad, install water and electrical supply, and build a fence high enough to keep out unwanted animals. High school shop students built garden beds from locally milled yellow cedar, and the elementary school planted carrots, radishes, potatoes, lettuce, and beans. In the fall of 2011, students had their first harvest of carrots and potatoes and enjoyed leafy greens in their salad bar. Students brought vegetables from home to add to the potato-filled stone soup. School plus Community Sustainable Gardens' mission is to connect both youth and elders to explore the mosaics of plants, people, cultural heritage, science, and sustainable living in a collaborative effort as we act together to enhance the community of Petersburg. The benefits of school gardening are many, and numerous studies point to school gardens as a means of improving academic achievement, promoting healthy lifestyles, demonstrating the principles of stewardship, and encouraging community and social development, and instilling a sense of place and peace. Our garden will foster excellent community involvement, provide nutritious produce for school lunches, encourage youth and adult interaction, increase kids' physical activity and awareness of the nutritional values of fresh fruits and vegetables and where food comes from. A part-time seasonal position for a garden sustainability specialist has been created to maintain the garden and work with school staff to develop curriculum connected to educational content standards. By linking content standards to garden curriculum, particularly as an outdoor classroom, sustainability will naturally follow. The sustainability specialist will also document all garden projects as well as act as a liaison between staff and garden committee, assist with grant writing and reporting, organize biannual community work days, and make regular reports to the superintendent, principal, and garden committee. The 5-person appointed Garden Action Committee will assist the specialist by helping to secure volunteers in organizations such as the Public Library, the Children's Center, Petersburg Indian Association, and others for summer maintenance and educational classes, assist with grant writing, donations, fundraising, and organization of promotion of events. The success of this project is dependent on ongoing parent enthusiasm and support, principal and teacher engagement, and a clear, sturdy organizational plan. This project will be successful as it is integrated into curriculum, supported by community and school staff, and of course, the contagious enthusiasm shown by students discovering and deepening their relationship with the natural world. As the school year winds down, a careful evaluation of the program during the school year will help build on what works and rethink what doesn't. Teachers will be asked to fill out an evaluation form, and time will be scheduled with the coordinator, principal, and superintendent, teachers, and the action committee to debrief about the year. This will be a very valuable tool to help guide our program so that it improves from year to year. On April 14, 2012, a community work day has been scheduled for 9 a.m. in the garden to prepare existing beds for planting and to establish new beds using new ideas and techniques, including vertical gardening, planting in straw bales and tires, rolling grow tunnels, and to begin to develop a sensory garden for toddlers and developmentally challenged children. Kids are welcome. On April 21st, a garden open house is planned in conjunction with the community health fair. Several activities are planned, such as garden tours, face painting, art projects, and food sampling. The community will also learn about our new Garden Wishlist program. The Garden Wishlist program was developed much like the elementary school book Wishlist at Singley Alley Books, Local businesses have agreed to offer discounts or gifts to the customer upon purchase of plants, shrubs, and equipment to be donated to the garden. The School Plus Community Garden is in need of retired Dungeness crab pots, dry bales of straw, 2-liter plastic bottles, and 1-gallon plastic milk jugs. These items can be dropped off at the elementary school between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you have questions about the School Plus Community Garden, are a business that would like to participate in the wishlist program, or would like to be a garden volunteer by working with kids, weeding and gardening, building infrastructure, or fundraising, please call Mindy Anderson at 907-518-0571 or email me at manderson@pcsd.us. Happy gardening!